Hello and welcome to the Even Me podcast. This is your co-host, Moore Speaks.
And your girl, Kim.
All right. And today we got a topic for you. It is, what do you do while you wait?
Everybody in the club know what's up. What's up while you twerk? Go ahead and start.
Okay, it's not that kind of way.
No. Hope not in some cases. So
what do you do while you wait? So let's see where Kim came with this topic for this week on episode number 25.
Big 25. So no, the reason why I came up with, that topic of what do you do while you wait? Because a lot of us are lost while God put us in a waiting room, waiting to birth our next adventure, waiting for a man, waiting for a woman, waiting for, to come out of whatever situation we're in.
Sound like you're about to talk about a baby shower.
I know. Mm-hmm. It ain't for me. I don't know. Whoever it is for, that's, God bless them. But it's just like, and I'm guilty. So I can say that comes from me too. I've been guilty of, while I'm waiting, I don't know what to do. So you just be running around like a chicken with his head cut off, a first-time mother, first-time father, just, I don't know what to do. And instead of focusing on you, focusing on your breathing, your mental, just taking time and learning yourself, we think it's that saying, once again, it's better to get under somebody to get over somebody, or, you're single, have fun, date, go to clubs and do all this. That is not the thing. Why? And I can't say why others, but why a lot of us, and including myself, we are broken and we think it's okay to continually spread that broken on other people, sprinkle that, because we out there broken, horning on somebody that is genuinely getting themselves together, and they see something in us and we break them by bringing them in our situation. So while we're waiting on whatever it is that is for us, we have to be building ourselves, or we have to groom ourselves. Like you go into an interview, right? You got to practice for that interview. You got to get your outfit together for the interview, your hair, your shoes. So that's what we need to be doing amongst ourselves while we're waiting for the next blessing that God has for us. So, because we're going to go through these tests, it just means we need to sit still and keep the faith. And I'm just coming from myself. I've seen a lot of other people. I can't speak on them. I'm just speaking from my own experience. Once I started waiting, I can see the light better. I can understand things better. And then I can work on me and I have a peace of mind. Not always that you're going to be at that point of peace and that at that point of not longing for somebody or something, but God said, I got you. All you have to do is trust me. And he has abundantly shown me when I could have been dead and gone 4 or 5 times. He has been there. I just don't know how to sit my butt down. But now, that's all I know how to do is sit and, be patient. When I can't hear him, I'll still be, I'll scream it. God, I can't hear you. Come on, talk to me. So being put in some situations that I know wasn't of God, it was of me mentally, that's where I need to sit back and examine how I look at things and how I see things. It's coming from me not, want to jump and make moves and it doesn't ever work out.
Yeah, I think, just listening to what you're saying, and I mean, I guess many people can interpret this in many ways, because I mean, what are you waiting on? So, like, you waiting for, like, a baby to birth? Are you waiting for your next chapter in your life? Are you waiting for that new promotion? Are you waiting on God? Mm-hmm. Are you waiting on that next big thing in your life, like a purchase of a house, purchase of, you know, a new car? You know, so it's, I guess it can go many ways, but I guess with any situation, no matter what, I think, you know, I know sometimes we get heavy religious, you know, here, but I think, you know, no matter what you're waiting on, I think God should be number one. You know, he should be assisting you, you know, on any endeavor that you're trying to, you know, move forward with. You know, just because, you know, if you don't have any faith in God, what do you have faith in? You know, so I think, you know, while you're waiting for that next chapter, you know, with the significant other that you're pursuing, you know, are you grooming yourself, you know, and preparing yourself for that next chapter? Are you, you know, making sure that you're available? Are you making sure that, you know, any of your previous relationships do not come back, or, you know, things like that? You know, have you left the last relationship behind in order to move on to the next? Because, I mean, we always say that we're looking for someone, we're looking for someone, but we're still attached to that last person, or we didn't leave that relationship, I guess, in good terms, or you left in a way where that person, you know, maybe, you know, you still speak to them, you know, friendly, and they may take it different than you do. So, I mean, are you waiting for that relationship to end? Are you waiting for them to call it quits? You know, or are you just waiting and making sure that everything in the past is in the past, and you're going to move forward? So it's many, I guess you can interpret that question in many ways. And that's why, you know, I was like, okay, what are we waiting on? You know, so.
Yeah, well, I think waiting on anything, first of all, is having patience. And I learned that because, you know, the rabbit always, right? They're the fastest, right? The turtle is the slowest, but the turtle does finish the finish line, make it across the finish line. But in his journey, as slow as he moves, he gets to see everything that's in his path or on the way. He gets to see the mistakes he made because he's traveling at a space where he's really cruising. He gets to see the scenery of it. Where there is a rabbit, he's moving so fast, he keep hitting his head and running into the same thing because he didn't learn from the first time. He didn't learn the second time. He's moving so fast. And whether it be a significant other, a baby, because we can make, you know, who doesn't want kids to carry their legacy? And sometimes it may not be meant for that person. But if you go out there and you try because you want that to have your legacy or that love from another human being, and make a baby with the wrong person because you just ran out there and got with old Earl, you know, from the juke joint. I mean, you know,
Earl from around the block.
Yeah, you get what you get looking for. And but if you that turtle and you pay attention to Turtle Winston and pay attention to the scenery, you already seeing that. Hey, wait a minute, there go Earl. I seen Earl before. Earl, all I see Earl do is around here with a bush light in his hand and, you know, talking about, you know, everything under the sun, but it's nothing and doesn't have any dreams, doesn't have any aberrations or, you know, doesn't have a mission for itself. So you get to see that as you cruise. You get to see all the games everybody play, men and women play, because you're seeing it, right? As you cruising, like back in the day in the 70s, and when we was born, they always had songs that they was cruising, they was taking their time because they got to see it. They got to absorb what was going on. Now we move so fast that you could see somebody with a relationship right now and then another one. Or you could see somebody in the company hire somebody so fast because they're trying to fill that position, and they hire Chucky, Mike Myers, and Freddy all in one. You know, man, not really
like the Halloween.
Shit, some companies do, or some people get into relationships like that because they're moving so fast. And me personally, who the, you know, I'm that lovey type person. So yes, who doesn't want to be in love? Who doesn't want to be with somebody? But now just taking it slow. Shoot, I'm gonna wait till it comes the way it's supposed to come, and let me see it, because I can see now. Okay, he's a problem. He got some issues. Yeah, you 47, 48 years old. All you talk about is sex, your pants hanging down. Yes. And you're in the club every night.
Well, I hope if you're 47 to 48, your pants ain't hanging low.
I've seen it, Jesus. I've seen it. And I'm like, what?
That's a little much.
Yeah.
And for that age. So I would say... you know, the analogy you gave with the turtle and the rabbit, they always say slow and steady wins the race.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true, because, you know, someone that's speeding. So let's put that analogy to like a relationship, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say you get out of one relationship and you jump into another one. And just like I was saying earlier, you never left the original one. You know, you left it, you know, like an open ended question. You never finished it. You know, so you get it, you hop into one relationship, then another, and then now that person that you left is like, okay, are we done? Did we finish? You didn't call it quits or anything like that. And then you move on to the next one, and, you know, you don't realize, they don't realize what the heck is going on. But, you know, with being a turtle, you would basically, you know, take your time. You would let them know, hey, you know, we just need to move on. You know, I'm moving on. And then maybe like a month or two passes, you know, maybe more, you know. But just saying, you know, like a month or two passes, and then you start dating someone else. And that person that you left knows, okay, they left me. They've moved on. It's been a few months, you know, and the turtle just moves on. It just keeps moving. Whereas the rabbit is jumping from relationship to relationship and just, you know, just like you said, jumping from one relationship up under the next relationship. And it's, you know, it's just a continuous cycle that, you know, that rabbit is not gonna, you know, stop, you know, cause it's gonna just keep going and is never satisfied with one relationship. So it moves to another. I mean, that's the analogy I kind of got in my head when you were talking about it.
I mean, yeah, that's what I wanted, you know, people to see. That's definitely how things go, because if you don't take your time and learn from the situation you was previously in, you take that or some things from that situation into your new one. And that's the thing. And so some people are so set on, okay, I'm who I am, then I'm not going to change. Oh my God. So you tell me you're not going to change? Nothing changed over years with you? You know, shoes, I don't wear a size 8 anymore. You know, that changed. So you have to evolve too. And, you know, that's just bad. And you keep drawing the same thing. So some people think they change, or they say they want to change, and they go right back to their old ways. And we keep drawing those same patterns that we had before, because we move fast. That's all we know. And going slow now in this day and age is a no-no. Even on the roads, even at school, it's a no-no. They want to take you fast through everything right now, and you're missing so much that you really need to see. So I feel like that's one of my problems that I'm adjusting in my life, like taking it slow, because what you thought wasn't for you is really meant for you. All you have to do is wait on it, because somebody told you can't do something. That's a lie. That's their opinion. That's their thought. That's their, you know, whatever, you know, they self-doubt or, you know, whatever they have within themselves. That's not you, and don't allow anybody to put that on you. And I like how my pastor said Sunday, we have lists and standards that we want, either in a relationship, we want in a house, we want a car, we want whatever our life to be. We have this list, and everything has to check off in that list. But That's when we was in our broken season. Now that we're in our healing season, did our list change? Because I'm telling you, you know, with me, man, I have to have a full beard. He had to be like 6'6". Now, I ain't do no skinny man. I have to have me a big thick'un. You know, I need somebody that can hold me. Big thick'un. Got to be able to hold me.
Cornbread and chicken guy.
Baby, we'll be in there. I'll be mixing some cornbread. Oh, you want some jalapeno cornbread, baby? I got you. But, but you know, you got to change your standards. And that may not be, well, your checklist. That may not be the person for you. I mean, it's, you know, many men that it actually approaches me are not that. Six guy with the beard and dark, and you know, they not that has, you know, that
what
has
are they, short little hobbits with no beard?
No, they're not short. I mean, they still taller than me, thank God, but they're not short. They just something that I'm not used to, and I'm like, how can I? This is not what I'm used to, but that's because my list was when I was in my broken season. You know, my list didn't see past, okay, I want this, instead of seeing past that as somebody that can pray with me, that want to work with me to be better, and I work with them, somebody that, you know, gonna love me unconditionally, you know, past my flaws. I want this person that's, you know, all they looking at is themselves in the mirror. They body, they 48 years old, like they not gonna, you know, a gut is not, you know, it's not gonna come. Yes, it is. So, it can't always be that way. You're not gonna get that particular list. But all you know is if you have your standards that you want your peace, and you keep that, don't ever detour from that peace. If it doesn't give me peace, I don't want it. And I've seen and heard this slogan. I'm going to call it a slogan so many times and so many places. Peace is the most expensive thing you can give away.
I thought it was time.
No, peace, baby. If you don't have peace in your mind and you don't get no sleep, time is there. Yeah, you can't get time back. But if you don't have peace, that's for me. If you don't have peace, God can give me more years on this earth to make up for the ones that I miss going with, you know, with old Rogers or whoever you want to say.
Mr. Rogers, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, you spent that time with that person. God can give me, you know, a few more years to make up and get the right person. But peace? Oh, my God. Because you miss your sleep. You don't eat right. You can't think right without having some type of peace. So you're in a mental prison. And if anybody ever been in a mental prison, that's a place that you don't ever want to be, because you are isolating yourself, because you don't know what to do anymore. It's just so much coming against you. You got your own issues. You brought somebody else in and they giving you issues, you know, and all you can do is just retreat back to this prison. I've been there. That is not a place to be. You don't even know if you have your shoes on right anymore. That's how bad it gets for you. So you don't know your left from your right. So that's why I say peace is the most expensive thing that we give up. And that's one thing that I refuse to ever give up. I don't care. Mama, daddy, I'm sorry, daddy, I love you. Kids, spouse, I refuse to give my peace up ever again. It's just,
yeah. So I was listening to the radio, I think after church, they have a show on there, and I think it's on Kirk Franklin's Praise, and she kind of mentioned this analogy that I really liked, and I meant to say it a couple of weeks ago, and then last week we spoke about something similar, you know, about shedding friends and things like that. Mm. And it basically stated that we're like trees. When it comes to certain seasons, like the fall, we must shed our leaves, which the leaves are unwanted friends, you know, unwanted, you know, issues, you know. So kind of like we, what we spoke about last week, we were talking about how certain people, you know, leave your life and you just move on and you realize later that they were hindering you more than they were helping you. Mm-hmm. Just like a tree, you know, when it comes to the fall, it sheds those leaves. And then in the springtime, you know, the new growth comes back and it's like green and full and lush. Same thing in your life. You know, you it comes a point in time when you have to like shed people and they move on. You move on. You know, it's not that, you know, you guys left for a certain reason. Sometimes it's no reason at all. It just happens. And your life moves on and you do other endeavors that you would have probably never done with that person in your life, and you just move on. I've seen it. I know I said it last podcast. I think I already went through that because, you know, everyone in my life that shouldn't have been in my life has like either gone away or moved away or, you know, at least stopped hindering me or putting me in predicaments that I shouldn't be, you know, all this, you know, young stuff that you do and things like that. So, I mean, I think that was a great analogy. She said more stuff than what I did. I can't remember the exact words, but I thought it was great, you know, just because, you know, it's going to come a point in your life that something like this is going to happen. It's not like you're going to go through the same season, the same time over and over and have these people, because eventually you're going to snap out of it and you're going to move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's and I'm guilty. I hate, you know, letting go of anything, even pair of pants I had since, you know, 2006.
You a hoarder?
I'm not a hoarder, but it's like some things I like, I want to keep on. I'm going to hold on to somewhat a hoarder. Yeah. Yes, I got the wedding dress. So let me just put that out there for y'all. Did for it, Anthony C.
It's been a week. I thought you were going to get rid of it. No, it's 2 weeks.
I'm trying.
You brought it to the new house. Come on.
No, I'm trying to get rid of it. I'm serious. I was like, okay, you know. Okay, y'all, let me just tell you. I have this 13-year-old wedding dress, and it's a princess dress. Okay. It's beautiful. It was a nice little price back then. I never got to wear it down the aisle. I still got it. So now that I'm moving on and changing in these seasons and moving to a different chapter, Anthony thinks I need to get rid of it. You know, that's what he thinks. You know, I'm like, it's beautiful. I ain't never wore it for anybody, so I can keep it. But anyway, so I have finally thought, I'm in a setback, marinated on it. Okay, I'm going to get rid of it, okay? So that's definitely what I'm decluttering in my life, some things that I'm hanging on to, and I see that that's still hanging on to your past. So
yeah, because you know you can hoard old memories.
Yeah,
and it happens. It's, you know, it's a trinket here, a trinket there, a dress that, you know, you've never worn that you should have got rid of. I mean, you don't have to get rid of it. I just think that if you're looking to move on and you want a fresh start, I think that next person is going to really want that out of your life, because I know they're not going to want you to wear, unless you tell them you bought it yourself, but they listen to the podcast, they're going to know that it's 13 years old and it probably don't fit because it's 13 years old.
See, it fits even better now because I'm sexy. At that time, I was pregnant. So, you know, I'm like sexy. No, I'm sorry.
No, I mean, no. But you can, I mean, hoard, there's different ways of hoarding. I mean, there's things mm-hmm. that you don't get rid of. Like, I can tell you that I got course shoes that I've had for over 10, 15 years because they're worth a lot of money, you know, and there's pants that you like and you don't get rid of. But, mm-hmm. you know, eventually with, you know, loss of weight or loss of, you know, different things, you're going to say, hey, I don't want to hold on to this. You know, this such and such person said I look good in this dress or this pair of pants. And, you know, I don't want to feel that way. I don't even want to think about it. I'm just going to move on, get rid of it, and just, you know, keep pushing.
Yeah, I said that, you know, after thinking about what, you know, you said on the last time we talked. And I was like, maybe that's a hinder too, you know, because it was from something from the past. And then I thought, you know, in my storage, I got this china cabinet. So nobody uses china cabinet. This is a beautiful china cabinet, right? And one of my movers said that you can't even give a china cabinet away. Youngsters don't even use china cabinet like they don't use entertainment centers. So I did, and you know, last couple of days I've been thinking about it. Yeah, let me just let it go. Even if I try to sell it for a little or nothing, or just find somebody to donate.
An old person.
Yeah.
There's a lot of old people that still have, like, you know, china, you know, ware and stuff like that, you know, fine china or whatever. You know, some people say, I say my aunt still has one, and she has the same place that have been in that damn thing for years and years. But, you know, she's not going to get rid of it because that's, you know, she's gotten used to it. Now, there's other things that she got rid of. You know, when people used to have those big entertainment centers, there's like three pieces and the TVs to sit in the middle, which now, you know, TVs are flat screens. You know, you don't need something to sit a TV on anymore. You know, it's more like hanging it on the wall. So even she has gone through, you know, changing some things, you know, even though, you know, she kept it for so many years, but she still has the china cabinet. I don't think she's ever going to get rid of it, even though it's, like I said, it's the same plates, same stuff in there, you know, for years. She just hides money and stuff in there sometimes. So I think, I mean, even with your china cabinet, you know, find somebody, and somebody wants it. Somebody, I mean, I've seen people revamp those china cabinets and turn them into a little more contemporary. I mean, I don't know if it's wood or what color it is. You know, if it's cherry, then, you know, people still look for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm going to get rid of it, put it up, and that's my mission for the end of this week. To get it put up. So now I'm totally decluttering things. So
two podcasts from now, we're going to see.
You're going to see. I'm off. Like I told my 12-year-old, I got time today. So I got time this week. I'm on vacation. I'm just put it up and declutter, you know, even though that relationship there is over, done and gone. But I don't think, I'm just holding on to something that I don't see as sentimental, but it definitely needs to be gone. You know, it needs to go to somebody else who can make use of it. So yeah, as I wait, I'm going to declutter too. A lot of things on my life as I wait, clear my mind, clear, and at the same time, you know, allow the new me come in. I'm ready to see her, basically, while I'm waiting.
So, you ready to see her?
Yeah, I'm ready to see her. I mean, she's been through a lot, and she's calmer. I like that about her. She's calmer now. She's working on her emotional intelligence. Now, you may get cussed out because she's not all the way there. So don't judge me because you pushed the right button on the right day. But I'm still a work in progress, right? So I may trip out or whatever, but I like the new me that is evolving because she thinks before she do. She look before she go. So I really like that, the one that I'm becoming. You know, I was that rabbit all the time, running, and never made it to the finish line. Well, did cross a couple of them, but how many times did I get sit back before I got there? What did I learn from that to next time that problem arose? What to do, you know? And like they said, life is like a playbook. You know, you have to have a playbook for each thing that may come up in your life, each scenario. So
I thought you were gonna say something else.
No, I didn't.
Life is like a box of chocolates. You'll never know what you're gonna get.
Sometimes I don't know if I'm gonna hurt you or not. Oh my god. I wasn't gonna say that one. I wasn't gonna say that. No. But it's a learning, man. It's just like a constant, life is a constant, you know, you're constantly learning. It's a classroom. That's all I can say is, you know, you may not go through nothing this season because this is your season of coming out. This is the, I'm going to say sixth grade year was a very easy year because everything you caught on from fifth grade before you went into seventh grade, your sixth grade year. But you get in your seventh grade year, that can be challenging because that's a whole nother season, a whole new different learning, and it's getting you ready for preteen, pre-high school and all that kind of stuff. So, you have to take that and be ready for it. So, yeah. So I have to learn from each scenario, each situation, each relationship, being friends, family. Now, the one thing I like, my second son said, he said, man, you got family and you got relationships. I mean, you got relatives. You got family and you got relatives. There's two differences. We're relatives because we kin by blood. That doesn't totally make us 100% family. We're relatives. Family is somebody who, I got your back. If I gotta come to New York for you, I'm coming to New York for you. That's family. And I was like, that makes sense. Because when I look at my dad's side of the family, that's family. If I'm if I'm anywhere and I got to call one of them, they coming. If I'm in the vicinity and need a plate to eat, I can go to their house and eat. And my kids can too. That's family. And I know in other areas, people that I'm related to, we're just related. Yeah. I can't call on you for nothing. I can't depend on you for nothing. So,
That's good. I mean, I get where he's coming from. I think that's good because every relative is not going to come to your rescue. Mm-hmm. Every relative is not going to be there with the handout saying, hey, until you get on your feet, here you go. Mm-hmm. But family, they're not looking for you to repay them. They're looking to help you, lift you up, get you out of that bad season and get you going, get you on that ladder so you can get over that hump and then you can move forward. But I mean, that's really good because everyone always calls, some people their cousin. That's my cousin. Mm-hmm. But, is that cousin going to be there for you? Is that cousin going to be the one to help? I mean, sometimes they call, just random people cousins, but just because they act like family more than their own family does, mm-hmm. I think that's really good. I do know that dealing with certain aspects of family tends to hurt you and kind of hinder you. I know we've been talking about that a little bit, and I think you have to know how to play your cards right, like who to deal with at a certain time and who to just stay away from, because you don't want to deal with a person that you've had issues with in the past. It's like going to a relative's house that something's going to pop off every time you go there. So you rather just skip it, let them talk about you, and you don't deal with the headaches of actually going and dealing with the same thing, because now they're talking about you, but now it's in your face and you're going to react, sometimes wrong. Like you said, they can catch you on the wrong day at the right time, and that's it. It's going to be over. That whole family reunion or gathering is going to, go to shit pretty much.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, learning yourself. Like, I'm okay being without the person I was born, share blood with. I'm okay with it. Because we wasn't given a choice of who our relatives are. We wasn't. So many of them is, if you look at a lot of people this day, and you can pick out of 10 people, how many of those 10 people has been scorned, or some things in their life right now is past happened to, the things that happened to them is from a relative that caused that issue. That made it so deep, you bury it, but it's there and it's been caused by a relative. That's the first person to hurt you, a relative and a stranger. And, you don't want to talk about it because you, buried it, but like, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of studies that no matter what the situation is, rapes, people talking down to you, people that murder you, you know, I'd say that the rate, I don't know what the rate is, so I don't want to make up a rate, but I would say it's more than half than of people that you actually know that will cause you more pain than the people you don't know. Now, you know, you have the random acts and stuff like that, but it's always always most likely a person that you know is going to do something rather than someone that you don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing. The person that's closest to you is the one that's going to hurt you the most than anyone that is a stranger. You know, the stranger going to hurt you, but will it hurt? Will it sting as much as a relative then? Not really, because that person I can let go. I don't have to ever see that person, whatever, whatever. But a relative, they can do it. So it's a lot of stuff that we, you know, we have to declutter, have to move out our life to move on with our lives. And we always get caught that, oh, that's family. You family. You about to look out for family. But a baby bird is born to the mama bird, and she cuddle him and love him or whatever. But what she do at the end, and you know, she kick him out the nest. She throw him over, and you know, that baby bird go on and live his life. You know, so become a stronger big bird. You learn from what has been taught. So you be like, hey, I'm not going back to that situation. I'm going back around that family member. I'm not dealing with this same type of hurt. And I wish you well. I don't wish you nothing. But while I'm waiting, I want to be totally healthy mentally, physically. Mm-hmm. So I forgive you. I'm moving on. So that's another one, forgiveness. People hold on to that and want to, you know, be mad at something that happened 30 years ago. Well, you can't change it. And even if they did apologize for it, which they not, what is it going to do for you? So you have to choose to be whole, healthy. You have to choose you and say, I forgive them. Even if they, you know, don't care, I forgive them for myself, not for them. You know, so I can move on to my next season, so I can be into my next future and not bring this garbage with me. That's basically how I feel. That's a good one.
All right. So this was podcast number 25.
25. Wah, wah. No, sorry.
We're a quarter of the way. All right. So, like we said before, if you want to be on one of our shows, hit us up on one of the social medias. Listen to our podcasts on Spotify, Apple Music, Google. This time I didn't stutter. I got it all out there. And many other locations. Wherever you find your podcast at, that's where we'll be. This is More Speaks.
And your girl, Kim.
On the Even Me Podcast. Y'all take it easy.